Last week, Melbourne cafe owner Con Katsoyannis was ordered to pay $1,600 to the social media influencer Chloe Roberts for Instagram posts promoting his business. In reaching that decision, the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal had to grapple with the norms of the rapidly growing new industry of social influencers. Adelaide Uni's Dean of Law, Professor Melissa Deswart, tells RN's Damien Carrick, agreements between business owners and influencers like Chloe Roberts can be surprisingly vague.
So she essentially can go to a business and say, look, I can present you or your product in such a way that it appears that I am using your product or enjoying your service, and my followers will think, gee, that's a great thing, I want to be there. So she was able to monetize her account by placing selected posts on her feed saying that she was at a particular place.
And she describes herself as a gym and fitness ambassador. Her Instagram account features lots of shots, lots of photos of her in bikinis and G-strings, and she's often pictured with food or working out on the beach, right?
Yeah, and that's a fairly sort of common type of influencer. A lot of the ones who have been most successful in Australia have built up their accounts through this sort of appeal to that particular demographic of, you know, young people who are conscious of health and fitness and also style, and so she appeals to that demographic.
Okay, and she has 123,000 followers, so she's a popular person. Now tell me, who is Con Katsoyannis?
So he's a cafe owner who entered into an agreement with her to publicise, for her to make posts about enjoying food at his cafe in Melbourne.
And he employed Chloe, I think, originally at $200 a post, but then that increased to $300 when the number of her followers increased from, I think, 80,000 up to 223,000. So what was this dispute about? They had, what, a verbal agreement that he would pay her $200 or $300 a pop?
Yeah, so that's an interesting thing too about the way in which this industry is evolving. So industry statistics tell us now that advertising on social media platforms like Instagram is actually, there's now more money being spent on that than in what we'd call mainstream media, you know, TV or print media, for example. But the nature of the relationship, you know, is very casual. So as you said, you know, the amount he paid was essentially per post, depends on how many followers you have. But the terms of that agreement were, of course, uncertain. So the issue that caused the dispute here was that the posts were made, but they are then deleted after a certain period of time. And so that was what caused the dispute. Not that the posts hadn't been made, but they had been removed. And he had an expectation that essentially they would stay on her account. Big question then, stay on her account for how long? Indefinitely. But what we know about the way in which social media is used is that users are very careful about maintaining their account in a way that looks fresh, and will often go back and delete posts that either no longer match their image or that are just simply expired in their mind.
Professor Melissa Deswart, Dean of Law at the University of Adelaide, speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about social influencers and the law with Damien on the Law Report at 5:30 this afternoon or anytime on the ABC Listen app.